Jessica Saggio here at Florida Today, and we are now recording this podcast for the second time because we made a little oopsie the first time around.
Our TriCaster does not like us today.
Yeah, so I'm a little downtrodden right now.
Yeah, me too. But at least we have an episode this week.
Yes.
So hi, everybody. It's me. I'm Rob. So first, we've got an apology for you. We didn't mean to go on hiatus last week, but you know, things kind of happen.
Oops.
Life happens, and sometimes you can't get a podcast done as you'd planned. So if you were disappointed last week, we're sorry, but please take solace in knowing that Jessica and I are both very happy that you look forward to hearing our witty repartee each week.
I wish you all could see Rob's face when he does that. He looks like a marionette puppet.
Little Jim Carrey, Ace Ventura action going on. Anyway, now if you aren't already, I strongly suggest that you subscribe to the Boil Down Brevard podcast in the iTunes or Google Play stores, or click follow on the Stitcher Radio or Podomatic app so you never miss an episode.
Do it.
Even though we might.
Whoops.
Also on Twitter and Instagram, you can follow Jessica at Jessica J. Saggio. That's at JessicaJSaggio, or me at by Rob Landers. That's at BYROBLANDERS. And to prevent her from furiously scribbling on a note, please follow Jessica on Snapchat at JuJuJ. That's JuHJUHJUH.
Do it. I really like Snapchat.
She does. Really, you'll see lots of videos and photos of her daughter. And sometimes her mom. You know, I started following your mom on Twitter.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
God bless you.
Yeah.
She's an interesting lady.
She is.
She is indeedy. But yeah, it's fun. We should do it. I make fun of everybody on it. Be good times. All right. So yeah, like Rob said, we missed an episode. Blah, blah, blah. I was across the country and Rob, he's being coy about this, was being a big star at the Henninger Center. Rob is starring in the show called Big Fish. I don't care. He doesn't like it when I say starring, but I'm saying starring because he's our star. And I'm guessing that's what you're going to be doing this weekend.
That is what I will be doing. My parents are in town to see the show this weekend. And we will be performing at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday night and 2 p.m. Sunday at the Henninger Center in downtown Melbourne.
Yeah, he's kind of a big deal. You know, we have him here, but then he goes home and is a big fancy actor and stuff. So, but I, on the other hand, will be doing something not as cool. Well, actually,
what are
no.
you going to be doing, Jessica?
I will be braving the boat races at Cocoa Beach this weekend, which is supposed to be really cool. I've never been, and I can't believe I've never been, but I'm dying to see it.
So if you don't know anything about what's going on this weekend, Jessica is, of course, talking about the Space Coast Superboat Grand Prix. Activities for the Grand Shindig actually began on Wednesday with a sponsor reception, but the grand start actually will be an hour-long parade of boats from Port Canaveral to downtown Cocoa Beach at 3 p.m. Friday. It is basically a massive party until Sunday afternoon when the races actually happen. Now, organizers and tourism folks estimate there will be about 100,000 people on the beach to watch. We're going to need a bigger beach. So if you aren't into big crowds or you aren't into the superboat races, you might want to avoid Cocoa Beach. And if you live in Cocoa Beach and aren't into those things, you might want to consider staying home or leaving town altogether. That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. And I'm a little nervous about braving that crowd because, you know, I have Cecilia. She's a year and a half, so I'm going to be pushing around a stroller in the sand. That should be fun. So I'm a little bit leery about how I'm going to pull that off with so many people. But
well, use your Luke Skywalker Yoda backpack that you carry around in.
Oh, true. My Tula.
But that would be really hot at the beach.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a sweaty baby.
Make Fojo carry.
You're right. I will make Fojo carry. Brilliant. Fojo is my husband. Well, we call him that. It's a long story. But okay, so you know what I will definitely be bringing with me to the boat races this
Something
weekend?
Something about a tumbler.
As you guys can't see this, but on the table here right next to me is this majestic aluminum. Well, no, it's not aluminum. It's stainless steel, double-walled tumbler that holds 30 ounces of magic inside, and it will keep my ice fresh and cold for like 2 days. If y'all haven't heard about them, they're called Yeti cups, except I don't actually have a Yeti. I have the knockoff called Arctic, which is like half the price, but we won't go into how cheap I am. Anyway, so we have this big story today. Well, it's not that big, but anyways, we have this story today. Should I say today? Anyways, we have this story on FloridaToday.com where we talk about this Yeti cup trend. And these cups are all the rage in Brevard County. The teenagers love them. Their parents love them. I love them. Rob doesn't know he loves them, but he will love them one day. They have them in all kinds of different sizes. They have koozies. They have like 20-ounce, 30-ounce tumblers. They have big water bottles. And they're kind of pricey. The koozies start at like $24.99 if you buy them off the Yeti website. And then they move up to like $30 or even $90 for a 64-ounce bottle. $90! That's like my electric bill, so no thanks. And if you buy it from a local retailer, and there are tons of local retailers who sell them, Ace Hardware, Bass Pro Shop, Blue Jasmine Boutiques, they're going to mark it up a little bit. I called Ace Hardware today, and they said you can buy a 20-ounce one there for $32 or a 30-ounce one for about $43. The Arctic, though, this little fancy knockoff here, is about half the price. And we did a test between the two of them with ice. We filled them all up with ice and sat there and waited to see which one would melt the ice faster. And we did a little video, so you'll have to check that out. I will give you a hint that the newsroom was very torn on this one. Very torn.
So, elevating the creep factor today, as Jessica mentioned earlier, we tried to record the podcast and our equipment kind of failed us. But my iPhone was sitting on the table while we recorded the segment the first time, and after we realized we had a failure to launch, I went back, and somehow Amazon decided that it was a good idea to start posting ads for tumblers in my Facebook timeline.
Oh, it's so creepy. You know they do it.
It is so creepy. Listening in with the microphone on my phone to start promoting their stuff that I don't really want. I don't want a Yeti tumbler. I don't want an Arctic tumbler. I don't want the kind of tumbler that Amazon tried to sell me on, which was not either of those two.
Rob's a hater, in other words.
I'm not a hater. I don't need one, but I just found it uber creepy that as soon as we were done talking about it,
That is so creepy. But have you seen that meme floating around about the Yeti cups that say, if you need a Yeti, then you're doing it wrong? Because you should be able to drink a beer faster than that. Because the big thing about these cups are you can take them to the beach and your ice won't melt, your ice won't get all icky and turn into a slushy, watery Dr. Pepper drink that you have. Or, you know, if you're a nurser, as they say,
a sipper
with your alcohol, it won't dilute it very fast. So that's the appeal. Rob is a hater, but
I'm
that's
not a
all
hater.
Good.
I'm not a hater.
He just hasn't come around to the dark side yet.
I too am a sipper. I'm not a chugger. I'm a sipper. So
yeah. So this ice I've had in here since like 8 a.m. and it hasn't even broken down at all. My water is probably a nice, cool 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Lovely. It's very lovely.
Yeah. You want to know what else hasn't broken down at all yet?
What?
The spill in the Indian River Lagoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so in true Brevard fashion, we screwed up again this week with the Indian River Lagoon. Sewage was found spilling into the Banana River from a busted pipe in Satellite Beach.
High five, Brevard.
Yeah, everyone scrambled to get it fixed, with trucks taking wastewater to treatment plants when possible, but the rest has got to drain somewhere, which was into area canals, and the alternative was letting it back up into people's homes and businesses, which is never a good plan.
Gross.
Environment reporter Jim Wehmer says, the spill comes a week after the county had entered a consent order with the Florida Department of Environmental Protection as the result of a 1.7 million gallon sewage spill at its Barefoot Bay sewage treatment plant in February. The county agreed to pay the DEP a $4,000 civil penalty for the incident. Perfect timing, right? While this particular break has been repaired, guys, we gotta fix our you-know-what. Seriously.
We gotta fix our ish.
Yeah.
Literally. You gotta fix it. I mean, it's like watching the Three Stooges here. First we have this big brown tide with the algae bloom, and then all of our fish die off, and then we accidentally dump a bunch of poop into the water, adding to the problem. Now, you gotta give them credit for scrambling and getting this thing fixed really fast, but, like, man, we just can't seem to get our stuff together, can we?
Well, not to, you know, yet again for yet another episode, quote The Breakfast Club, but it's an imperfect world, sir. Screws fall out all the time, and just like screws, sewer lines break and crack. So,
I know. And also, I mentioned this in the first podcast, and I'm mentioning it again with the second Breakfast Club reference, that I think that Rob should get some serious credit for sneaking a Breakfast Club quote into just about every episode. It should be like our Where's Waldo thing, where you can identify the Breakfast Club quote that I never understand.
It is one of my most favorite movies of all time.
So, moving on to your daily dose of depression, Wayne Price, it's not that bad, but it is kind of depressing. Wayne Price, our business reporter, wrote this super, super depressing story about all the businesses that have come and gone from Brevard. Now, it came about because everybody's talking about Sports Authority and how they're in deep doo-doo with their finances, and they might close down all of their stores. And, you know, we still have some of them in Brevard County, including a pretty newish one at the Merritt Square Mall. So Wayne looked into this and was like, hey, guys, like, it's just business. Here are all the other businesses that have come and gone that were household names, and now we don't have anymore. And the whole thing made me kind of melancholy because it just reminded me so much of my childhood. Like, do you remember Scotty's?
Yes.
Scotty's, like the ginger bearded wonder guy. I mean, the hardware store where like your parents would drag you there, and the logo was cool, but that was about the coolest thing about it. And it's like where your childhood goes to die when you're just sitting there staring at like doorknobs and lighting fixtures. And
so basically like going to Lowe's now.
Yeah, pretty much. Except it was Scotty's.
It was Scotty's.
It was Scotty's. Yeah. It just reminds me of being little. And then, of course, there's KB Toys, which we can
KB
all relate
Toys.
To.
Yes.
They always had like noise coming out of that place, those little robotic things in the front, like the dog doing flips or like the weasel rolling
and
around.
You always begged your parents to like, can I go for just 5 minutes?
Just 5 minutes.
And 5 minutes would turn into 2 hours, and you know, the clerks in the stores would become babysitters because, you know, and then, you know, my older brother would always come and find me sitting, staring at the puzzle, at the Transformer action figures. Because in my head, I would sit there and look at each of the Transformer action figures and try and, you know, make in real time the television commercial, make in real time the cartoon that was on every afternoon.
So. Rob is very cool. but yeah, it's just like it brings back those memories. And, you know, I'm sure parents everywhere were kind of happy when it happened, because think of how much nagging ensued because of that store.
Well, and then there's also the grocery stores that disappeared too. Albertsons, Gooding's.
Oh, Gooding's, my favorite, with the little shopping
carts. The little shopping carts.
For the little kids.
For the children that were so to shop fun. As well. Yes.
It's not our store
You can
anymore.
Still go to Gooding's, though. They have one at Crossroads. Right
oh, right, right, right by Disney. Yep.
You'll pay $4 for a bottle of Pepsi, but...
But it's Gooding's, so happy memories.
Happy memories. You know, here's the thing. I'm not melancholy about this. If you want your business to survive in Brevard County, do better.
I know.
Do better.
But
don't just open your doors and expect people to throw their money at you. Do better.
Rob has gotten significantly more surly between the first podcast and the second podcast.
I've thought about this, and it's just like, okay, seriously, do better.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. Some of the other ones that have come and gone are CompUSA, Blockbuster, hello, every Friday night of my childhood.
Well, Blockbuster, it wasn't a matter of do better. It was, I mean...
The times, the technology changed.
Technology has changed. There is no longer a need to go and, you know, pay exorbitant late fees for a DVD when I can just stream it.
Yeah, be kind, rewind, man.
And it's actually cheaper to buy a movie digitally on iTunes now than it is to go and rent a couple from, yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And then there's Circuit City, Kmart, Lennon's and things, and of course all those grocery stores you mentioned. And I mean, really, it's just like a nostalgia thing for me, really. I mean, it's sad, but you know, it happens.
Well, okay,
you come and go.
So, you know, I mean, but how far are we going back? I mean, are we going to talk about Benetton?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, that's like your hip 80s vibe weird store with all the funky colors and, yeah. I mean, yeah. Just do better. If you want to stay open in Brevard County, do better.
God, depressing Rob now.
Right. Speaking of doing better and business, yes, 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 for all that is holy, yes. Northrop Grumman got the thumbs up to expand its operation at the Orlando Melbourne International Airport. I am still not used to saying Orlando when referring to the Melbourne freaking airport.
I will never get used to that.
No.
It's just weird.
No. That's like the
University of South Florida being on the West Coast.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, why can't you guys just be Melbourne? Like, right? Own it. Be about it. Be about it, Melbourne Airport.
So the expansion will include the addition of two buildings that will accommodate operations to design and engineer the Air Force's long-range strike bomber.
Yeah, boy!
And that expansion includes the addition of 1,900 jobs in Brevard County. Cha-ching.
Boom. Mm-hmm. You gonna apply? I'm gonna apply. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, maybe.
Yeah, we're gonna apply. Hey, Northrop Grumman. You know, me and Rob are pretty
Grumman.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll build a plane.
Yeah, we're cool with that.
I can use a riveter thing.
Yeah. For sure. You wanna pay me six figures? I got you.
I'll take some six figures.
I'll take
some upper five. I'm just.
Me too.
You know.
Journalism salary ain't cute.
It's okay.
It's all right.
You know, it's paying my bills. I can eat, but.
It's all right, but yeah. It's not Northrop Grumman.
It's not.
All right.
So
speaking of new things coming, Cocoa Beach is getting a pretty cool new attraction. It's called Cocoa Beach Aerial Adventures, and it's going to be like a zip line obstacle course place. And it's just north of the Cocoa Beach Pier off of A1A. Actually, it's right kind of by that Golfing Gator place. And it's all got all kinds of these zip lines and stuff that start at like 15 feet above the ground, and they move up to 25 feet above the ground, then 40 feet, and you can see the beach on one side and the Banana River on the other side. I'm sure it's lovely. It's a new place. I'm sure they're trying to drag in some of the folks getting off the cruises at Port Canaveral. It's expected to be open by the end of June, and prices will range from $44.95 for adults to $34.95 for children, which can be kind of steep for some of us, but they are talking about a lower price for smaller children. So that's some good news. And like me and Norm Moody, who covers Cocoa Beach, we're talking about it. We're kind of hoping that they give like a resident rate. That'd be cool so that we can all kind of hit this place up, because I know it's going to be a tourist draw, and that's probably why their price point is this way. But man, little Florida resident rate would be fantastic.
Even a Brevard County resident.
Yeah. Because I want to check this place out. Sounds like a good time.
Right.
So it should be cool. So thanks for coming to Brevard. This is pretty neato.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, we did this. We recorded earlier today, and we did this piece, and I couldn't get through this piece without laughing then, and I'm still not able to. So. We all know that the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, reputation is, you know, it's the place where dreams go to wait in line before they die. You know, that place that you go to drive yourself insane, waiting to renew your license or whatever else it is that you have to go there to do. But this week, an 88-year-old, I can't not laugh.
It's sad, but it's funny. It's just, I'm sorry.
But this week, an 88-year-old man decided to turn the tables on the DMV, and instead of the DMV bugging him, he bugged the DMV. So this guy goes to the DMV, tries to flirt with another customer, demands that she kiss him goodbye, and then starts threatening he's going to shoot people. Reporter J.D. Gallup wrote, the man told the woman that he had lots of money and to come back to the car for a kiss.
So
before adding that he had a gun, including a machine gun and a cannon.
A cannon.
Now, for real, a cannon? I mean, was it mounted to the roof of his car? Did a big flag with the word bang pop out of it? I mean, seriously, a cannon? I don't know, maybe it's a new euphemism creeping its way through the Silver Fox community, but, you know, hey, babe, would you like to come back to my car and check out my cannon?
I can't even.
Anyway, police took the guy down to the jail, but he is, he's getting a mental health evaluation.
Okay, it's funny because, like, aren't cannons, like, 500 pounds? Like, don't you need, like, a trailer?
Or heavier.
Yeah, so it's
I mean, these are the things that, like, you know, they had them on lining each side of pirate ships.
Yeah.
Come see my cannon.
They're at the fort in St. Augustine, but it's also, like, I kind of, I feel bad about feeling bad, but I kind of feel bad for this guy because I feel like he wasn't all there. Like maybe there was some dementia or something happening.
Of course he wasn't all there. He's talking about bringing a woman to his car to show her his cannon.
Oh my God. I know. And I feel kind of bad for him.
And seriously, when I say that out loud, I hear it and I start laughing again.
I know.
Come to my car and check out my cannon.
I just feel kind of bad. I know he's a creep. Like it came off really creepy, but like yep. I kind of feel bad for him. I don't know why I feel. I just feel like he's not there.
Hey, baby, you want to check out my love machine gun?
The llama.
Do you want to check out my love machine gun instead of my love machine?
Right, but didn't you say something about a cannon?
My love machine gun. Because he said my machine gun and cannon. I have a gun, including a machine gun and a cannon. Would you like to check out my cannon?
It's just, can you imagine somebody walking around with a cannon, though? You'd have to pull it behind you.
Well, I mean,
you
know? Seriously, I know that this woman probably had to be freaked out, but at some point she had to be thinking the same way we are, like, okay, this dude's cheese has slid off the cracker. I mean, elevator is not going to the top floor. There are some serious issues here when he's telling me to come check out his machine gun and cannon.
Oh, my God.
Cannon.
Gosh. I know.
Wait, did he drive to the DMV in a tank?
Hey, maybe he did. Maybe he was getting his license for the tank.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it was. Okay, so before I go into the production suite and check and make sure that we actually, recorded this time, I would like to remind all of you to please check out all of the stories that you just heard Jessica and I talking about on FloridaToday.com and on the Florida Today mobile and tablet apps. And you can find more stories like these in Jessica's daily Boiled Down Brevard column.
Yeah.
I believe that's going to do it for this week.
That's all, folks.
All right. So for Jessica Saggio and myself, Rob Laders, have a great weekend, everybody. Bye.
See you at the boat races. Okay, bye.
Bye.